The only injury updates, the changes on the injury report, were that Rolando McClain was limited today, and Tywan Jones was also limited today. Both those guys were out here practicing. Everything else is the same as it was yesterday.
Feel pretty good that those guys will be able to go?
I'm hopeful that both of those guys will be able to play. They moved around pretty decently today, so I'm real hopeful. Well, we've got Mike Goodson and Coy Francis both ready to go. What's that? Yeah, he's done a nice job for us. He's putting it in the right spots, and we've been able to handle all the snaps, so that's been a good thing.
In your mind, what are the keys to winning on the road in a hostile environment?
Well, I think the key is to start fast and start strong. The key is to stay on schedule offensively, and then defensively, we've got to find a way to take the ball away a couple of times. We haven't made that decision yet. Both of them have gotten reps, so we're going to watch them again tomorrow at practice, and then we'll make a decision.
Is Alex's play at guard good? I mean, is up to the level of his play at center? You'd be comfortable with him being that swing guy?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have to determine at all, I mean, which guy's the better center, which guy's the better guard? I mean, how do you determine?
You look at the whole thing, but when you have something that happens in a game, you try not to have a bunch of people moving around into different positions. It's better to just make a one-for-one switch a lot of times than it is to try to do a lot of shuffling around.
Decision on Ford yet? You said you're getting close.
We haven't done anything yet, but there's probably a strong possibility that he'll go to IR.
The long IR? Or
yeah. Not to my knowledge, I don't believe he needs surgery. He saw a specialist yesterday, and I don't believe he needs surgery.
So on Ford, it's just that going to take that long for him to come back?
It's possible that it could take a long time. So,
getting back to your centers, I mean, is this the assumption going into this was Steph's job? And then obviously he got hurt because Alex played so well that he's made it a competition, or how much did the injury set this whole thing?
I think both of them have a factor. I think obviously, when you come into it and the fact that Wisniewski had played a lot last year. We figured that he would be a guy that we could count on. Then with the injury coming into OTAs and mini camps, and then the calf injury in the preseason, it kind of set him back a little bit. So, it's been a process of trying to get him back. But also Alex has functioned well at the center position. And so we like competition. We look for competition because it makes all of us better.
I don't mean any progress. Has he passed any level?
He was feeling a lot better today. So, he's going to be a day-by-day process. He'll go on the trip with us. He'll be there with us. And if he's ready to go, then he'll play.
How much information do you get on when a player has a concussion, or is it pretty much are they just off limits to you until they pass the stuff they need to pass?
Oh, no. I mean, they're not off limits. He's in the meetings. Rod keeps me up to date on, where he is and how he's doing. So we're following the protocol, and we're going to continue to follow the protocol. And whenever he's cleared, then he'll be ready to play.
Is this the most attention you've ever seen paid attention to the long snapper position?
It's the most attention that I want to see paid to the long snapper position. Yeah. But, that's part of the National Football League. Injuries happen, and we got to be prepared for anything. So, we're going to learn from the lesson and move on.
What are your thoughts and philosophies on the two-night trips? What do you like to do on Saturday to get ready for the game on Sunday?
Saturday is going to be the same basic routine. I'll let them sleep in a little bit longer because we don't get into Miami till late. So we'll sleep in a little bit longer and then be up and have our normal meetings and walk through and have our night meetings and get ready to play the game. So not much will change.
If Pat Lee has one career start, you talk to some teammates, say that he's pretty confident in him after watching what he did.
Yeah, well, I thought he went in and played against a good offensive team and played pretty well. So we're looking forward to watching him go out there and play. He's prepared to play like a pro, and that's what we fully anticipate. Again, it's next man up philosophy. You play the games. So he's going to go out there, and we expect a high level, and he expects a high level of himself.
He had a good camp, right? I already mentioned him pretty early.
Kept
moving up.
Yeah, and he's continued to do a nice job.
Tight ends, I think a lot of people thought there'd be a pretty heavy rotation at that position, and maybe it will be by the time the season is over. But the first game, Brandon was out there, I think, 68 snaps, and the other two were like less than 10. One was only three, I think. Is that just game circumstances dictated that, or was it?
Yeah, it's part of how the game played out, and we're going to need to get some of those other guys into the game a little bit more, mix our personnels up a little bit. And we got a good game plan for doing that this week.
You said yesterday you're thinking about probably also mixing in more defensive lineman rotations. Would you consider having another guy active, or is it just going to be more Joe Keady and Brian?
No, that's a possibility. We don't obviously have to make that decision until game day. So, we're gonna suit up the best 46 players that we think give us a chance to win the game. Doesn't matter what position they play, the best guys that we think give us a chance to win.
Barring a setback, do you think Denarius will start this game?
I don't know whether he'll start or not, but I'm very hopeful that he's going to be up and ready to go, and it'll be exciting if we're able to get him back out there.
Well, the attention paid to the one area of special teams, obviously. I was curious what you thought about the coverage units and some of the rest of the stuff.
Well, the coverage units I thought were better. I mean, I thought we did a nice job flying around on the kickoff coverage. That was a good kickoff return team that we played last week. We had the block in the back on the punt return where a guy has a chance to potentially make the play and gets hit in the back. So I was pleased with the way the coverage aspect was in the game.
You said that you were hopeful Denarius to go. If he does go, how will that change what you can do on offense from what you showed him before?
Well, I mean, I think Denarius showed last year that he's a playmaker on offense, and he has the ball. He has the ability to go and get the ball, and I know Carson has confidence in him. And so, anytime you can get more playmakers on the field, the better off you're going to be.
How confident are you that he will make you go full speed?
Oh, I feel pretty good about it. I mean, he's been able to increase his reps from last week to this week, so he's practiced a lot more. So today, if you ask me today, I feel good about it.